The latest trends, the newest equipment, and the top names from our area and beyond.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Coley Belts Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. First off, I'd like to wish WATD sports legend Bill Wilhelm, who took ill this past week, many prayers for a speedy recovery. We need you back here at the station, Bill. My guest tonight, calling in from Rhode Island, is golf photographer Kyle Leclerc. Kyle is one of the most talented photogs covering the PGA Tour.
Hi,
Kyle. How are you?
Good.
You didn't have to be on hold for too long, did you?
No, not at all.
So I finally get to interview you. I've had the pleasure of interviewing the rest of the Three Musketeers in the Eau Claire family. Your dad, Tom, and your brother, TJ.
Of course, yeah.
So what's going on with your schedule? What's coming up on the PGA Tour for you?
Actually getting ready to head down to Miami on March 9th for the World Golf Championship. And I'm going to spend about a month out on tour. I'll do the events in Tampa, Orlando, and Houston after that. So kind of getting excited. I've had the itch to get out there, and I've only been out for days so far this year. I was out in Tucson for a couple of days, but excited to get back out.
Yeah, definitely. You travel with your family's company, InsideTheRopes.com?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been cool. It's been definitely helped me since, you know, I think I started doing this full time when I was 20. I think it helped a lot to have my dad with me on the road just to kind of learn the ropes. I mean, simple things like renting a car and, you know, getting checked into hotels and stuff like that, it's definitely helped. And then, you know, it's just nice. You can get lonely when you're on the road, for sure. You know, all my friends are back home in Rhode Island, and it's just been cool to have my dad and my brothers out there. My sister comes out every once in a while, so it's cool to kind of have family dinners on the road and stuff like that. So it's been fun.
Yeah, because I was speaking to your dad, Tom. InsideTheRopes.com has been around for about 10 years. Is that so?
Yeah, about 10 years. I think he kicked the website off, and he had been doing radio broadcasting and things like that before. So, I mean, he's been in the golf business for, I think, about 25 years and doing the website for about 10.
Yeah, so I think your dad knows every hotel, every rent-a-car, every restaurant to go to at every event.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've covered a few events myself and traveled alone for WATD Sports, and it is a little lonely, you know?
Yeah,
it's work.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. And you know, that's why it's cool, too, because there's definitely a group of national media that is out at, you know, most of the big events, but it's, you know, the small events, and when you get to the middle of the season and you're in the middle of the country, you know, and there's not too much going on, it's tough to find things to do. And when you're off on a Monday and Tuesday, it's nice to have somebody around just to kind of, you know, go to the mall, or, you know, me and my dad will occasionally bring our golf clubs out or tennis rackets or something like that, and just, you know, try to do something together. So it's nice, definitely nice to have someone else out there.
When you cover the events, you get to golf on the courses as well?
We do occasionally. The part for us is, you know, we're always off the next event. So we usually travel on Monday. And most of the time, they will make the golf course available to the media, you know, the following Monday of the tournament. And so we're usually traveling. But we have done it a couple times, and it's been great when we do it. But it just doesn't happen enough.
Now, how did you get into photography? Were you in college and just started to work for your dad, or did you go to school for it?
I did not go to school for it. We always traveled with my dad. You know, we'd go to a couple events a year, like a little vacation with my dad when we were younger. And I never really was into the broadcasting aspect of it. And my brother had started writing, and I really wasn't into that either. So it was kind of like, find something to do when you're there, because it wasn't just going to be a vacation anymore when I was about 16. So, I picked up a camera, and I loved it. I mean, I've always kind of been, I guess, like the artsy person in our
creative
family, and just kind of loved like the creative freedom that I had with it. And it was just really cool, and got into it then. And believe it or not, I used to just the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open when I was, 17, 18, 19, and then before I went full-time at 20. So I just shoot those big events, and so it's kind of like a big wake-up call for me to, you know, you go to a regular event after that, and it doesn't seem as
definitely
as you would think it was, you know?
Yeah, it's just like fire by storm. You just go and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that one either has, they have it or they don't in regards to the eye for the shot?
I definitely think that there's, I think it separates the people that are really good at what they do and with anything, really. You know, I just think it's, if you have to have, there has to be some natural ability. You can learn poses and you can learn, you know, setting up a studio shot. I think those are things that can be learned. I think out on the golf course, you know, there are guys that just see the golf course differently. And that's, for me, that's been the biggest learning curve for it. Because, you know, if you look at my pictures, you know, 6 years ago to now, it doesn't look like a different photographer. It's just been studying pictures that other photographers take that, you know, I really respect, and looking at, you know, how did they see that picture? And now that I've been to these courses for the fifth and sixth time, you get a kind of an idea of, well, you can shoot this hole this way. And yeah, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but yeah, I definitely think there has to be some natural ability there.
I think so too. Now tell me a typical day if you're at a tour event, covering a tour event, what goes on?
Yeah, no, you get there and I usually try to come up with some kind of game plan where it's going to be, these are the groups that I'm thinking I should be following, unless something, you know, crazy happens on the leaderboard. You try to, if you know the golf course well, you kind of have an idea of what holes, you know, are really clean for tee shots or whatever. So you try to set yourself up so you have the leaders on that hole.
Right.
But other than that, it's just kind of, you know, freewheel it on the back nine and just see what happens. You know, you got to watch the leaderboard a lot. Luckily now they let us, you know, carry our cell phones around so we can kind of keep our eyes on the leaderboard and just make sure we're following the right people. But you can get burned too. There's been plenty of times where, you know, you get to 18 and you have two pictures of the leader, you know, so it's tough. But yeah, I mean, day to day, that's just how it goes. Thursday and Friday are way harder because you got, you know, groups on both sides and you don't know where the leader's going to come from. So,
and there's crowds too. You've got to weed through the crowds.
Yeah, for sure. And especially, I mean, a week like they're playing this week in Phoenix, you know, when you have 100,000 people on the golf course, it's crazy. Yeah, so
Yeah, and some of the golf fans are pretty well behaved, but have you ever, like when you're inside the ropes trying to photograph, have you ever had any fans get jiggy or weird or say things or
heckle? Oh, yeah, I've been heckled.
I think
because of, you know, especially when I first started, because of how young I was out there and stuff like that, I used to get heckled a lot, you know, in my shirt or like a high school newspaper or something like that, you know, and it's just you know, you're trying to do your job, and it's really hard for us too, because a lot of times we have to stand up for a shot, and you might have people that have been sitting in the same spot for, you know, 4 hours.
Right.
The lead group just came through, and now we have to stand up in front of them, and, you know, they definitely give it to you pretty good, but we have to do our job, and I don't like doing it, but we have to do it. So,
and that equipment's pretty heavy to lug around all day too. I've seen those cameras; they're really heavy.
Yeah, they are. It gets I think it's probably about like 15 pounds of gear for carrying, but when you're walking for six to 9 hours out there a day, yeah, it gets heavy at the end of the day, and especially when it's 100 degrees outside or something like that, it gets heavy. But it's so cool to have a job where you're outside all day and not sitting in an office, and yeah, I mean, we're following golf, so it's pretty fun.
I had a question. It's a little random, but can you diagnose or read a player's swing through the photographs that you take? I mean, if you photograph the same players all the time, you can probably read their swings pretty well, can't you?
Yeah, and I think that's what's probably helped me a lot for, I played golf. I played junior golf I played a little bit. I played golf in high school and all that. And I think just understanding the golf swing has helped me a lot as a photographer, you know, just positioning and, you know, it's funny now because people will ask me players you like to photograph and stuff like that. And I go, you know, just by swing, really, you know, guys that have, you know, really great finishes, or, you know, usually it's guys with great golf swings. A Chris DeMarco or something like that might get his elbow in front of his face, you know, when you're trying to take a picture of him, and he's really tough to photograph. But someone like Adam Scott or Rory McIlroy or something like that finishes really tight and just has a great golf swing, you know, I think those guys are really fun to photograph.
Tell me what was going through your head as you shot the infamous picture of Swedish golfer Henrik Stenson last season at Doral.
I was thinking, like, is this really happening right now?
I know.
Yeah, no, that was, I mean, it was really lucky to be in the right place at the right time for that. But yeah, it was just kind of crazy. You know, he was in a hazard on the left side of the fairway, and I saw him looking at, you know, occasionally you'll see a guy take his socks and shoes off to play a shot. And I saw him do that, and that's all I thought it was going to be. And I started taking pictures, and then, yeah, then he took his pants off and his shirt, and I'm like, you know, is this really happening? And we kind of had a little dialogue going on where he was like, you don't have to take these pictures, but it was funny. It was all in good fun, and yeah, it ended up working out really well for me because, yeah, there was no one else around. And the crazy thing was that Tiger was playing behind him, and I think there was probably 40 photographers that were, you know, 280 yards away. So it was really cool that no one else saw that it was going on, and yeah, it was fun.
That's great. It really put you on the map, too. Not that your work wasn't as good before that, you know, it really helped showcase your work.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I think it was cool for me just to hear other photographers come up to me and congratulate me and stuff like that, because sometimes when you get a shot like that, you know, other guys might be upset that they weren't in that spot,
right,
or that, you know, they're jealous or, you know, upset. And I think overall, everyone was really happy for me, and they know that I work hard out there. And for me, that really felt like the first time that I had everybody's respect out there, that, you know, I've worked really hard. And even that, you know, if I'm only 26, it's still cool to have taken that photo, and it was great.
It's a really good feeling to have. I think that on the whole, the golf media is really supportive of each other out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everyone's happy when someone does something great. I think we work in a gentleman's game, you know, where it's just everyone kind of pulls for each other, even if, you know, no one wants to see anyone do anything bad, you know. And
right.
So it's cool. I think everyone, you know, someone writes a great story or someone takes a great picture, everyone's happy for them.
Well, listen, Kyle, I'm just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and good luck inside the ropes on the PGA Tour this season.
All right, well, thanks very much for having me, Liza. Good luck
so
with the
much.
Show. Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Alex Medeiros of Tuatee Bermuda.
Are you knee-deep in snow? Haven't seen the sun in months? Do you want a temperature above freezing? Then Bermuda is beckoning you to their beautiful island paradise. Bermuda is just 770 miles southeast of us, with direct flights daily from Boston, New York, Atlanta, and Miami. A short flight, and you can find yourself in Bermuda and on one of our spectacular golf courses shortly after landing. Whether you're coming to Bermuda for a weekend, a business trip, or for a week's vacation, Tuatee Bermuda can assist you in booking your entire vacation. No trip is too small. Hotel packages, transportation, and golf are at your fingertips. Bermuda can claim more golf holes per square mile than any other place on Earth. With 8 golf courses, 7 of which are championship quality, there's a course for every level of golfer. Bermuda has been host to many championship tournaments, including the PGA Grand Slam of Golf for the past 3 years. The Goslings Invitational and the Bermuda Goodwill are longstanding and historic events held in November and December each year. Why not let us assist you with your tee time reservation for your next golf adventure? Tuatee Bermuda Limited is a well-respected Bermudian-owned company and is your recognized on-island golf expert. With more than 19 years' experience, we have access to all of Bermuda's golf courses and can provide advanced tee time reservations for individual golfers or groups. Welcome to Golfing Paradise, and take advantage of this special package. Tuatee Bermuda can book you now with a fantastic 3-night stay package at the Fairmont Hotels, including breakfast and a round of golf with cart at the Port Royal, Riddles Bay, and Belmont Hills golf courses, all for the great price of $599. This package is good until April 2010. Don't miss this deal. Only $599 for a relaxed and luxurious Bermuda golf vacation. Call and book now at 441-295-4640. That's 441-295-4640. And visit our website, tuateebermuda.com. That's tuateebermuda.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. My next guest is Boston sports blogger Joe Gill. Joe's blog, Boston Sports Then and Now, is one of the hottest sports blogs in Boston. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Liza. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, besides the Olympic hockey loss today, I'm doing pretty well.
I know sports really affect you, huh?
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're rooting for your country and they fall short like they did. It's, you know, it's tough to swallow sometimes.
I know. They got the silver, though, right?
Yeah, they did get the silver, but, you know, they scored, they tied the game up with 25 seconds left, and then they lost in overtime, so that's kind of tough, you know?
I hear you. So, Joe, you're a Boston sports blogger. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. To give you the quick history, I got laid off from my job about 7 months ago, and one of the PR agencies we used knew how much I love sports, and he asked me to be part of his family of sports sites, Boston Sports Center Now and Sports Center Now, which is the mothership, if you will. And then we also have a Chicago and Baltimore site. So since then, I've really gained a passion for writing. I enjoy it. I can't get enough of it, if you couldn't tell. And it's been great. And then, you know, the Boston Sports Bloggerpalooza basically grew out of that. So,
what's the difference between a blogger and a traditional sports media type?
Well, I what I like about it, too, is that you can, you know, there's no agenda. You're a fan, right? You're not getting
right.
paid for it. I'm not getting paid for this. So it's just basically just speaking from the heart and the soul, if you will, right? So, but now it's like kind of melting between the two now, because a lot of media types now use social media because it's the future and in the present, if you will. You kind of have to use it now because everyone else is. So, you know, some Boston media types are on, you know, they're on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, name it. So, because they know that's where their readers are now. No one's buying the paper. So that's where you're reaching the masses, I think.
And podcasting as well.
Yeah, podcasting, like what you're doing, you know, what you do too. After the show's done, you know, you save
yeah,
that
iTunes.
And put up on your website. That's also a big thing. I'm trying to dive into that myself. That, you know, have that be a new thing for me as well. The webcasts, actually just got offered a show to do a Bruins show, which is pretty cool. I might get a little nervous in front of the camera, but
like, how does that go? A webcast Bruins show? Is that through the Bruins organization or?
Oh, no. TrueFan.com is basically a fan site community here in Boston. They do a Red Sox show. And now, you know, all the times the guy who runs that, Rafe Anderson, has talked to me. He knows how much I love the Bruins and been trying to get a Bruins show on, but I didn't know he wanted me to host it, so that's pretty good.
You just got to go do it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing, too. I mean, it's all about networking, too, especially when you're a professional looking for work. It's about networking people you meet and know, and you never know when that connection is going to come to get a job. So that's what I'm trying to do is in marketing, market, and sell myself as well.
Well, Joe, you have a perfect platform right here on WATD to, you know, shout out that you're looking for employment as well.
yeah.
On my show right now.
Yeah, I'm a marketer and using my marketing skills, social media and event marketing to plan this big event I have coming up.
Well, before we get into that, what's your favorite social media? Is it your blog, Facebook, Twitter, or, you know, maybe even podcasting coming up?
Well, Twitter's pretty great, especially, you know, getting your articles out there and your content or videos or podcasts, whatever.
Right.
The masses and get you know, you build a following. Right now, I have about 350 followers on Twitter, which is pretty great, and that's probably grown over 100 in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks. Facebook's great. You know what it is, Liza? It's just you got to have a good mix of all of them.
I think
so,
too.
Really complement each other. So, I mean, I love the writing part, and of course, the, you know, to promote your content, because, you know, you and I have as good content as anybody else. Why shouldn't we promote it and share with the masses? So that's what I do. And, you know, through, you know, social bookmarking and through, you know, Twitter and Facebook, and that's pretty much my forte. I every day write an article, bookmark them, get them on my Facebook, share with everybody. I just wrote an article about the game tonight and getting it out there to the masses. So,
all right. Well, listen, Joe, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Tommy Hoy of Bayside Realty Consultants. Tommy's tuning in from Dennis on Cape Cod.
Whether you're retiring to Cape Cod or buying a second home or condo, introduce yourself to Bayside Realty Consultants in East Dennis. Save time and money with a first-class professional service-oriented real estate firm. Bayside Realty Consultants is that firm. They've been involved with the property and building industry for many years. Their experience and knowledge of the Cape Cod market is extremely valuable when you're looking for your new home or investment property. Curious about how taxes will affect your fixed costs? Do you have questions about mortgages, where to get that mortgage, or the proper terms and conditions? Bayside Realty Consultants will help you with all of that. Let them do all the work. The pros at Bayside Realty Consultants look forward to building a marketing and sales plan specifically to reach your goals. Just call 508-385-7777. That's 508-385-7777. Or find them online at BaysideRealtyConsultants.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is Joe Gill. Joe's a Boston sports blogger, and his blog is bostonsportsthenandnow.com. You can find it there. Joe, you're hosting a really trendy event coming up on March 28th at Jerry Remy's Sports Bar and Grill. Tell me about it.
Sure. So, social media, you get to meet a lot of people who share the same interests as you, and that's what's happened with me. So rather than just doing a tweet-up or a meet-up, if you will, I decided to, do a grand extravaganza, if you will. Basically, social media, which is a passion of mine, sports, coming together and having a networking event, more of a laid-back kind of no shirt and tie required. Meet the people you work with, that you talk to, the content that you read, as well as some Boston media folks. We're going to have a couple bands, and it's just a relaxed atmosphere at one of the new sports bars in Jerry Remy's right next to Fenway Park.
Yeah, I saw a couple videos of the new Jerry Remy's Bar and Grill. There's a fantastic view of Fenway Park.
Yep, you're right. You basically look right behind the standing room only area, so you're looking at Fenway. It's right on it's on Boylston and Yawkey, right on the corner, basically, so that's a great location for anybody going to a game. Great place to see, the TVs are gigantic. It's very roomy, very nice. It opens on the 12th, and then our event's on the 28th.
So it's noon to 6 p.m. on the 28th?
Yeah, that's correct. So noon to 6 p.m., just give a couple shout-outs about the event. Swing Juice, which you're familiar with.
My friend John Mason.
He's our sponsor, and we're currently still looking for sponsors for this event. And I think it'd be for any of your clients and partners out there. I think it'd be a very good event to get involved with, especially with the social media, the net we can throw out there for people's products. We promote them on our websites and things like that, and to the masses that read our site. And also, we have about 2 to 3 dozen websites, including us. Thank you very much, that are attending this event. It's going to be a good networking event. We have folks coming up from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania, Celtics fans who live in Pennsylvania who have never met the guys that they talk to up here. So that's, name to a face, pretty awesome thing. And like I said, we also have some companies involved. We're going to have some raffles. We got the Lowell Spinners involved, the minor league team for the Red Sox are getting involved. So a lot of people rallying around it. It's very, gratifying and, pretty awesome, to be honest with you.
You're going to be doing some live video streaming and stuff from the event?
Yeah, we're looking to do an actual podcast, or we're probably going to hopefully push it to a webcast. And we have some websites, across the country that are actually going to stream it at the same time. So it's going to be pretty awesome and, cutting edge, using all the technology available to us.
Oh, that's amazing. Is Jerry Remy going to stop by and say hello to all of us?
Oh, no, I wish, but will be, I think, coming back from spring training and gearing up for the season, so he will not be making an appearance, but like I said, there's going to be tons of great people there, great event, great way to, listen to some good music. We have the Hoochies and Brian Richard playing music for us, great bands, the guys I know, and it's just going to be a great time, and I'm looking forward to it, and it's pretty incredible what you can do with a shoestring budget and just some passion.
I think so as well, and you've gotten a lot of support from the traditional sports media in Boston. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we have some folks coming from WEEI, also the Herald are coming, because these people are also using the social media, and they know how important it is too to reach out to their fans, so they like giving back, if you will. They want to meet those people, share ideas and tips with them. One of the gentlemen I talked to on EEI, email interviews with him about the Patriots, and he's very cool about it. And we were also reaching out to some other Boston channels too, and they're kind of, you got to check their schedules, but they're looking to show some interest in the event as well, so hopefully we can get some more people there.
What I found with my golf blogger friends, bloggers a lot of times have the inside track, sometimes before traditional media, they tip things off quicker.
Well, no, that's true. A lot of things break, because traditional media can only be in so many places at once, where you may have dozens upon dozens of golf bloggers or Patriots or Bruins bloggers that are in the know. One of the bloggers that I deal with, who's one of my friends on the Bruins, he actually goes to the press conferences, so he can break news as quick as anyone from another regular medium.
We're out of time here. Where can people find you on the net? Can you give me some of your web addresses or email addresses, so if people are interested, they can contact you?
Yeah, absolutely, Liza. So as Liza mentioned, Boston Sports Then and Now .com is my website, where I do all my writing about history as well as the current events of Boston sports. And then for the event itself. It's Boston Sports Blogapalooza.com. I'll spell that out. The Boston Sports.
It's okay.
BLOGAPALOOZA.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, where you can actually RSVP for the event as well. Facebook.com/Boston Sports Blogapalooza. And we have about 100 people already.
All right. Well, Joe, I want to thank you so much for calling in and telling me all about your Boston Sports Blogapalooza at Jerry Remy's Sports Bar and Grill in Boston on Sunday, March 28th from 12 to 6.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to having you come down, too.
All right. Thank you.
You take care.
Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com. And thank you all for tuning in.
Be sure to join Liza every Sunday night at 7 for Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard exclusively on 95.9 WATD.